Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're near the beginning. Yesterday was actually the first of a week focused on serving with strength. And yesterday we looked at strength that's rewarded and the idea of being faithful to the end. Today we're looking at the idea of serving with strength through patience. I know a topic that we don't like to talk a lot about, we don't like to pursue. I often say, and I've said it many times in different settings, if you doubt or wonder how impatient we are as a society, the next time you're in traffic and you're stopped at the head of a line at a red light, a traffic light, and traffic is behind you, when that light turns green, wait 1 second before you go. Depending what area of the city you're in, that may be a dangerous thing to do, but I'm fairly certain you'll discover rather quickly how impatient we are. 1 second doesn't seem like a lot until you're sitting behind someone that's not moving. And there's something within us that says, go! And we honk our horns and we wonder what in the world's happening. You see, God tells us to be still, to wait upon the Lord. And in the same context, he says, to be strong and wait. And I don't believe it's a coincidence that he combines those two. Sometimes serving with patience, serving with strength, requires greater patience than anything else. Patience with those that we are serving, patience with those that we are serving with. But I believe that our impatience with people kind of spills over into our life, or maybe it's a reflection of our impatience with God. This idea of strength through patience says that there are times that we need to wait for our own good. We need to wait so that the best can happen. So many times we want what we want, and we want it now. And God says, be still and wait. I think about the nation of Israel. So many stories of their history that can be used to show us the wisdom of waiting. But how about some of those early days? Think of Joseph being sold by his brothers into slavery, as a way of avoiding killing him, which is what they really wanted to do. A man that chose to serve God no matter what. If anyone exemplifies patience in the Bible, I know we like to look at Job, and definitely a lot of patience there, but I think of Joseph. He doesn't understand why he's waiting. I'm guessing he's not particularly liking having to wait. But there he is, continuing to serve God as a servant, as a slave, and then when falsely accused, continuing to serve God as a prisoner. And then when God's wisdom within him is revealed, continuing to serve God as second in command of the entire nation of Egypt. But even then, while he's in the pits of prison and while he's on the throne of Egypt, he's still waiting. We would like to look at it and think, well, look, He's been pulled out of prison. He's put into authority. He's got it made. The wait is over. Everything's great. But it wasn't. Even living as second in command, even being in charge of storing up grain, he's still waiting. And I think sometimes we forget. The Bible tells this story, and as most Bible stories, the timeline gets a little fuzzy in our mind because, but we can read it rather quickly. But for 7 years, Joseph is in charge of the nation storing grain. Those 7 years of plenty that the Pharaoh's dream signified. And it's not until after those 7 years are over that the famine hits the land and people are in need, they're in want. And I'd have to go back and study a little harder, but I don't believe there's a clear indication of how long it took for Joseph's family to run out of food and decide they need help. But I have to think that they at least had a little bit. And so it wasn't immediately in that first year of the famine, or that first month of the famine at least, that they packed up and said, let's go to Egypt and buy grain. But regardless, for 7+ years in a position that everybody would desire, Pharaoh is the only person more powerful than him. Joseph is still waiting with patience, not even knowing the full picture of what God is about to do. And then his brothers show up. And sometime in this process, Joseph begins to have a clearer picture of what God had intended. And through a little back and forth and making sure that everybody was there, Joseph eventually reveals himself. And to alleviate the fears of his brothers, he says, what you intended for harm, God intended for good, that his people could be saved. And I love that story because it shows the strength of patience in the midst of hard times, difficult times, confusing times, and it shows the strength of patience in the midst of prosperous times. And that's the kind of patience God calls us to serve with. It's a patience that comes by waiting upon the Lord, by trusting Him in everything. This is, I don't understand. I don't understand why these things happen, but I trust you. I don't understand why life is so difficult, but I trust you. I don't understand why things have all of a sudden gotten better for me, but I trust you. You see, as we serve with patience, we learn to trust God more fully. The prayer guide for this week that was emailed out early this morning is on following God. Specifically, the title is Learning to Follow. But buried within that, and not really buried at all, is the entire week we're praying about what it looks like to follow as we ought to follow. What it looks like to follow God more fully than ever before. It's that requirement of patience, I believe, that enables us to follow God more completely than we've ever known. Because it builds trust. God talks in Scripture that His ways are higher than our ways. They're more full, they're more complete, they're more. And so much more that we could not understand even if He were to reveal them to us. And He says, be still and wait. Be strong and wait upon the Lord. We like the be strong part. We're generally not so thrilled with the wait part. But I believe in the midst of the turmoil that we live in due to COVID-19, in the midst of the turmoil we live in due to the political climate of our nation, I believe God's message for us today would be the same. Be strong and wait upon the Lord. So much good has been done throughout history by people who chose to be strong in the midst of circumstances they didn't like. They chose to be strong by waiting upon God's deliverance. This morning, the children's Bible story that I read online was the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we often look at that, and I don't know that we really think that deeply about what it would have taken for them to just quietly bow like everybody else and, you know, cross their fingers behind their back and say, we don't really mean it, God, but, you know, this is for your good so that we can continue to influence people. But they chose to wait upon God's deliverance rather than designing their own. And he delivered them in a big way. But I've always loved their statement to the king that God can deliver us. But if for whatever reason he chooses not to, he's still the only one we'll worship. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time praying about patience. I know it's one of those things that we often say, don't pray about patience because God will give you a circumstance that requires it so that you grow in it. But is that so bad? To be strong and wait upon the Lord. Would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredible. And you call us to be strong. To be strong in waiting. To know that you are God. To know that you're in charge. To know that you are working things together for our good, even when we can't see all the pieces. Father, help us to trust you, whether we're in times of desperation in our life or whether we're in times of great success. May we recognize the waiting required in both of those time periods of our life and in everything in between. Father, as we wait, may we learn to follow you more fully every day. May the things that we do, the way that we live, may everything about life be focused on honoring you. And as we serve others, we serve you. And in so doing, may we be strong by serving with patience. May the patience that we have help us to serve others more effectively, according to their need, according to what they're going through. But may the strength of patience also help us to serve with others. That we would have patience with those that we serve with, those that we serve alongside. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we would teach them the power of waiting. Father, in a culture that everything is designed, it seems like, for fast service and immediate satisfaction, may we learn the value of waiting. And may we be able to teach our children to trust during the times of waiting. Father, as we prepare to worship you together today, and whether we're doing that in a church building somewhere or gathering in our homes and worshiping with others online or whatever that looks like, may our worship be flowing from our hearts and our minds and our spirits as we've waited to gather together and worship, even as we've been worshiping all week as individuals. Father, as we listen to your word today, may your Spirit speak to us and challenge us and encourage us. Oh, Father, I pray that today we would be strong and wait. Father, for all of the things we don't like, whether it's the restrictions that have been brought about by COVID, whether it's the turmoil our nation has been in over the past year, may we be strong in the midst of all of that and wait for your deliverance. Trust you that you are continuing to work even when we don't understand how and what and why and how anything good can happen. And Father, even when we rejoice as things go our way, may we be very careful to make sure they're going your way and not our way. That we don't run ahead, nor do we lag behind, but that we wait in the midst of your presence, in the midst of your will, and that we move according to what you would have us do. Father, today, as we learn to be strong, as we learn to be strong and wait, may we do so in such a way that we lift up Jesus in every way possible, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.